Good afternoon, chappers.
Afternoon.
All right, Becky.
Hiya.
So, I went to 10 Downing Street last night.
Yeah.
It's weird when you actually get up to the door, isn't it?
You have to ring the doorbell.
That's what it does.
You had to ring a doorbell?
Yeah. There wasn't someone outside. I just had to press the door.
Because normally when you see people going in on the telly, the door just mysteriously opens from the inside.
Isn't there normally a policeman outside?
Yeah.
There wasn't this time.
Really?
Has he changed his name on the buzzer, or has it still got Blair it and he's just scribbled it out?
Yeah.
So I got into... Just after I spoke to you last night,
yeah.
I had the hairspray, obviously, on my shoes, and I'd gouged some kind of, like, grooves in the bottom of my shoes with scissors because they were very slippery shoes.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to fall over in front of the PM. So that seemed to work for me, actually. I didn't slip over.
Oh, well, that's good, then.
Which is all good. And you go through the big gates, and then there's a big security checkpoint, and this massive bloke there with a gun, and he goes to me, first thing he says... Oh, I want Mr. T funny last Friday. Which kind of put me at ease a little bit. And I was like, this is a bit scary. He went, it's not scary. As long as you don't do anything wrong. And I went,
wise
okay,
advice.
Okay, then, where do I go now?
And then did he take your hair straighteners off you?
I left them here, actually, in the end.
Oh, did you? Yeah. Okay, fair enough.
I didn't want that embarrassment.
Right, no.
Anyway, so I got there, and it turns out it wasn't just me.
Oh.
It wasn't as intimate as I thought it was going to be. There were loads of people there. Hundreds, I would say.
Really?
I didn't know any of them, yeah.
And you didn't have to naked butler for them?
No, nothing. And I'm quite proud I didn't get drunk, and I didn't do what Mark Goodyear did at the palace.
Have we found out what that was?
No.
Right.
But it was very good. Really, really enjoyable evening. He did a little speech. I got to have my photo taken with him, put my arm around him.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did he come up and ask you for a photo?
No, I kind of muscled in on someone else's photo.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. But it was good.
Brilliant. Yeah. Anybody see anybody else?
Hmm?
Anybody else?
What, famous-wise?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see anyone famous.
Oh, right.
No.
Nice. Did you have nice food?
Oh, the food was nice.
Was it?
Yeah.
What did you have?
Bit of dim sum. Some salmon fish cakes with a dip. Well posh. Mm. Really good.
Some salmon fish cakes with a dip and some... I'm glad my taxes are going on some vol-au-vents for you when you go around Downing Street.
I was really scared when I wanted to go to the toilet because I was like, excuse me, could you tell me where the toilet is? And the man's like, yeah, it's left over there. You don't want to go into the wrong room, do you?
So
can I sniper you or something?
Is where you go to the loo then in Downing Street, is that actually
where
Gordon Brown's toilet? Did he have his toothbrush on the side?
No, he didn't, no.
So it's like a guest one?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
There was some hand wash.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
That's really.
But no, there was no toothbrush or anything. Shaving foam, none of that. I close my Friendly Fires, Skeleton Boy, on Radio 1.
Cannot believe what we found out during that record.
It's only Blue Friday. Lady Sovereign and Kevin Rudolph coming up.
So when you went to the loo at number 10, you went for a poo, did you? Because that's what we found out. Because I asked you whether, during that record, I asked whether you stood up or sat down. And you said you actually sat down.
Is that bad?
Well, yeah, why did you...
Number 2 in number 10? Yeah.
Why?
I don't know, did you spray it?
Yeah, did they have air freshener?
Yeah.
You didn't leave any marks.
No. I don't know why I'm finding this so funny. What's the big deal?
What kind? Do they have like special number 10 toilet paper?
No.
Just
normal.
Oh,
are there
right.
any magazines in there?
No.
Yeah. By what?
Do you sit there and read Grazia?
Hello,
what?
Yeah.
Yes, Becky, there's a copy of Heat in
love
there.
Love it.
Love it.
Sit there and read Love It. That's a bit of poop.
Kevin Rudolph and Let It Rock. It's Friday. Woof! It's Radio 1. Anyway, what are you saying about me doing a number 2 in number 10? Your son did one in number 10 down his street.
Ah, yeah, but that's...
At least mine was in the loo.
Yeah. He wasn't at an age where he could control his own bodily functions.
He pooed himself.
He did, yeah. But only at the age of something like 9 or 10 months, if memory serves me right.
Also, can we stop this? On the text now, this has turned into which celebrity's house have you had a poo at on 81199? Which I wasn't really planning. Yeah. Mind you, you don't get phone-ins like that anywhere else, do you? That's no. The Radio 1 difference.
Well, it's good. Oh, it's a good subject.
Someone did one in Elton John's, if you're interested.
Ben in Chesham, Mrs. Thatcher was number 2 at his parents' house.
That's not true.
Well, how do you know you don't know that?
Scott in Colchester claims
she'd have had to have gone at some point.
Scott in Colchester's had a poo in Kelly off of Eternal's house. Now, that's impressive.
You must have done one when you were at the Hof.
In the Hofshaus? Well, yeah, I was there 4 days.
Yeah. So that's the second person now. This could turn into a, you know, pooing with the celebs. Jabbers has lost it.
I know, yeah.
I'll tell come you back. After this.
Come back. I wake up every evening. This is Radio 1, All American Rejects, and Gives You Hell. Someone says, when I had my photo taken with Gordon Brown last night, did I do what I normally do at student gigs and sign his boobs? No, of course I didn't. It was a different kind of photo.
Did you have your arms around each other?
No.
Or thumbs up?
Gordon Brown does not do thumbs up in his pictures.
Did you wash your hands, by the way, after you've been to the loo?
Yes, I did.
All right, okay.
God. Well, let's just stop this now, and I don't care.
Can I just say...
Who's... Yeah. Done what in anyone's celebrity's toilet? Just stop texting that in now, please.
Well, you do care, because some of these texts are hilarious. The one that doesn't speak was trying to work out how that bloke who said Mrs. Thatcher had a poo at his parents' house, how they knew that she'd had a poo.
Yeah. Anyway, that's where we leave that. 1 year's in half an hour. It's 4:32. Aww. Here's the news and sport with Chris and Mark.
Digital FM. Online. This is Radio 1.